Hi, and welcome to the Italian Moms Podcast 2022. The new season has started. And just like last year, we are starting with a familiar voice from Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Laura. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Can you imagine in the 2022?
I know, it's gone so fast. So fast. And it's all new energy. We've entered all kinds of astrological eras, right? And we've closed a few, we've opened a few, some are new coming. But for the sun signs, we're starting with Aquarius.
We are, absolutely. I mean, the beginning of the year, of course, was still the Capricorn season, right? Mm-hmm. Something that we have been talking last time in our previous podcast. And I think that energy has allowed us to be really organized in order to, you know, close the year, to be very down to earth, very practical about what we can manage, what we cannot manage, what should we, you know, say no to, what's important, what kind of gifts do we want to buy, what kind of work should still be done, and so on. So very organized and practical towards the end of the year. And then afterwards, right on the brink or on the start of the 2022, we had the new moon in Capricorn on the 2nd of January. And that was, I think, amazing in terms of the boost of energy for many people to start thinking about what kind of new goals I want to set for myself, what kind of new intentions I want to plant, what kind of new behaviors I maybe want to exercise, and so on. At least for me personally, it was such a productive time because I finally have launched my website.
Yay! We can all go to Jezreel's site finally, which is evolutionwithjeff.com.
Yes, it is. Thank you. I feel like we've been talking about it for quite a few times now. And so yes. Capricorn energy really has helped me to put it all together and to launch it and to be very happy and welcoming everybody to visit my new virtual home. Very delighted to see you there.
Yeah, I think it'd be so good for customers to, or for listeners, customers to see who is Jeff properly with your website. So, and they can see all your courses and all the previous episodes from the podcast and all kinds of stuff that you're doing, all your readings that you do. They can find it all on your website.
Cool, very cool. And so starting with the 20th of January, the sun is moving from the practical and down-to-earth, earthy side of Capricorn into Aquarius. So the energies will shift again, the moods will shift again, the vibrations will shift again. And so we'll be talking about Aquarius today. And Aquarius is the air energy. It's the third air sign after Gemini and Libra. And of course, I'm always happy to talk about the healthy expression of Aquarius. What does it mean? Yeah. Because I think we, first of all, we're stepping in the era of Aquarius. And that is, you know, another huge period of time where we are getting more and more used to what the energy of Aquarius is. Okay. Because also last year, the main signature, the main planetary signature was the square between Saturn and Uranus. So we could all see not only in our personal lives, but also in the lives out there, especially out there in the world, that there was this tension and even fight, so to say, between the old and the new, between the freedom and control, between the individual and the collective. And so, of course, Saturn wants structure. It wants something stable. It wants tradition. It wants limitations, control, and so on. But the Uranus, it wants freedom. It wants something new to bring in. Sometimes it can even bring surprises and chaos and so on. And so, of course, we cannot bring in or build something new without first destroying the old.
Right.
So that's why it is a process. That's why we're going through this and it's not done overnight. But that means that we are gradually getting more acquainted with what the energy of Aquarius is, because Aquarius is ruled by Uranus.
Okay. It's going to be a big shift in energy.
It is a big shift, of course. I mean, I was just talking about the year, right? So last year it was the main signature. So we were, of course, feeling more into this energy.
Yes.
And this year it will continue, obviously, as a process. We're still trying to demolish and deconstruct the old and find the new ways of living, expressing ourselves, and so on. Mm-hmm. And of course, now that we're coming back to the season, right, which only lasts a month, then of course we can also feel the difference between the very earthy, grounded energy of Capricorn, which likes, you know, to accomplish things and to be very disciplined and to cross the things of the list which need to be done, you know.
Oh, yes.
It's a little dry energy, right? So we could also feel it. And once it switches into Aquarius, as I said, it's an air sign. It's very mental. Okay. So the healthy expressions of Aquarius energy is, first of all, it's focused on the individuality. It's focused on how we are all are different, how everybody of us is unique. Mm-hmm. How we can express ourselves in a very unique way, being at the same time a part of a group, right? So not losing ourselves in a group, not losing ourselves in other people. So of course, this individuality and uniqueness is a great feature because this is how we discover ourselves. This is how we discover our quirkiness, maybe, or, you know.
Individuality.
Exactly.
Sorry, Jet, Aquarius, I do have a part of Aquarius in me, which is being just weird. I'm a weirdo. Being unique, being weird. I love being weird. The weirder, the better, I always say. But then equally, like you just said, I would like to have a group around me. But also I prefer to have a group of weirdos around me, like people that are too serious or, you know, just boring. It just doesn't suit me. I love individual people that are themselves, they're a bit weird, just like myself, really.
Super cool. So I can totally see how it fits you. Well, this is what I was saying. It's about individuality. It's about uniqueness. It's also about being unconventional. It's about, you know, marching to the beat of your own drum and not allowing anyone to tell you what to do.
Yes. Yeah, that sounds like me, 100%. That's definitely my Aquarius.
Here we go. And yeah, and that's also the energy which is influencing all of us, which is great because through these energies, we get to find our own freedom. We get to find our own quirkiness and uniqueness rather than, you know, following any kind of authority outside of us.
Ah, I see. But also they are... they do say an healthy expression of Aquarius is also people that like to look forward, that have ideas more, maybe not more creative, but quite creative, like visionaries or anything like that. Is that right?
Exactly. It's about being visionary rather than creative. Visionary meaning very much focused on the future.
Okay.
So what can be in the future? How can it work in the future? What kind of new trends can be invented? It's really the energy of genius sometimes, you know. For example, Einstein had a lot of Aquarian energy, like a lot, you know. Because the Uranus is it's also called the cosmic intelligence. It really can bring, you know, flashes of insights, flashes of some kind of visions of, whoa, this can work like this, you know, I can invent a light bulb or something like that.
Yeah, I see. So yeah, okay. I didn't know Einstein had a lot of Aquarius. Well, he was a bit weird, so that's cool.
Exactly. So yeah, Aquarian energy is very future oriented and also technology oriented. So all the technology and internet and social media are ruled by Aquarius.
Oh, okay. Exactly. This excludes my printer. My printer does not like me. I've had a whole fight yesterday and today with my printer. I'm going to get a new one.
Yeah, it doesn't work because we already find ourselves in the Mercury retrograde. And typically Mercury retrogrades are known by technical glitches, by something is not working, by, you know, mistakes and miscommunications. So wait until February 3rd and try again. Maybe it is not yet the time to throw your printer out.
I am going to throw this printer out. It does not like me.
Okay. Just saying.
I need a better printer. Yeah.
If we come back to Aquarius energy, other cool things that this energy is ruling are friendships. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's about friendship because it is said that friendship is the purest form of love.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Exactly, because in the friendship, two people are independent. There is no codependency. There is no, you know, one person is expecting something from another in a like huge way and so on. It's really about equality. It's about giving another the freedom to express themselves, to be uniquely themselves and so on. So it's about friendships. It's also about loyalty. Okay, so it's said that Aquarians are the most loyal friends out there. And it also rules like-minded groups and community. That's why we can see that more and more groups are popping up, more and more communities are popping up, because the question there is, who is my tribe? Who are those people who I belong to, who I share interests with, who I can be my own quirky, unique self?
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes total sense to me. Yeah, I do like Aquarius, well, people, but the energy and stuff. There's nothing. Some people don't like, oh, I don't really like January, not necessarily the zodiacs, but they just don't realize. But I like it because it's different. I always feel different in January.
And you have your own community probably as well.
Definitely, the community of weirdos. Yeah, it's great. We love it.
This is very cool. But then you also have very cool topics to discuss, because from what I know, the energy of Aquarius, or people with a strong Aquarius energy, is also, or are also, oftentimes very focused on humanity and how to make people's lives better, how to make sure that you know, some altruistic goals are pursued, or some really good causes are supported.
Yes, definitely. And also, like crystal wise, because we, as people or the listeners will know, we, Jeff and I, made some crystal sets with the astrology knowledge from Jeff, and I put the crystals in it or around it. And I see there's quite a few grounding crystals in there as well, like hematite. We've got some black moonstone, but also quite crystals like fluorite and clear quartz that are more towards the upper chakras. So that's more connecting to the individual or higher vibration. But then the grounding crystals, I assume that Aquarius need some grounding because they can maybe a little bit away with the fairies. Is that right?
I like the way you put it. Well, maybe some are, but I would rather say that Aquarian energy can be a little ungrounded, right? Because it's very mental. It's very, you know, visionary and futuristic. And so it's not the fairies, it's not the dreaming so much, but it's really envisioning something for the better, betterment of humanity, or something for how to make the life of a community better, right? So for you, for example, it can be also with crystals. You are helping your community to feel better. For someone, it is to ground. For someone, it is to open their hearts. For someone, it's replenish their energy, and so on and so forth. And by the way, Aquarius energy is also ruling alternative healing modalities like astrology, like human design, like numerology. So that's why I also love this energy.
Okay. So it's a bit further. Think also spirituality wise. Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I'm currently quite into sacred geometry because of crystal grids, But with that comes numerology, which you just mentioned, and a little bit more astrology, but not too much because it has to do with the planets. And it's all connected. And you just go down this rabbit hole of wanting to learn more. That's me. But that probably has to, will that feeling become stronger in Aquarius season for me? That I want to go deeper and deeper and deeper of learning. Do you think that would accelerate in Aquarius season?
It may, because of course the seasonal energies are influencing all of us. We start, you know, moving more into our heads and we start seeing more the visions of mm-hmm. how we want our life to be, how we want our business to be, how do we want to change the structures of our lives, and so on. So, of course, we become a little bit more inspired, so to say. Right. Oh. But at the same time, as I mentioned, there is still Mercury retrograde. Okay. Oh, so Mercury, yes, the favorite one. Mercury is the planet of thinking and communication and how we learn and how we think and how we create our mental stories. But don't be afraid. I mean, Mercury retrograde is not that such a bad thing, right? Obviously, we are the society that lives in our heads. So sometimes we really need to reconnect with our feelings and emotions and intuition. So that's a perfect time to do that. Yeah. And of course, it will finish, as I mentioned, on the 3rd of February. And then it will move a little bit through the shadow zone and will come back into Aquarius again. So in February, after the February 3rd, but I would say somewhere towards the mid of February, mm-hmm. we'll already be very much envisioning the future in a very clear way.
Oh, good. I actually look forward to that. Yes, I need it. I feel like I need a boost of future directions, visions type of thing.
And that's exactly what will be happening in February, because imagine January was still a month of being inward, okay, with mm-hmm. two retrogrades, one retrograde of Venus until the 29th of January. Mm-hmm. We're reassessing our values, the way we put our energy somewhere. What are our priorities in relationships with money, with finances, with values? So a lot of really deep thinking and deep reworking process. And then on top of that, the Mercury retrograde, okay? So mm-hmm. these two personal planets make sure that we really rethink a lot of things in our life. And once we do that, February will really be the month of full speed ahead.
Oh, good.
Exactly, because all the planets will be direct mm-hmm. Starting from the February 3rd and actually until basically May, right? So uh-huh. for several months, all planets will be direct, and that will give all of us a really good boost to go forward for what we want, for what we desire.
Oh, good. Well, that's really good, because I've got big plans as well. So I need that in my life, big time. And so obviously for every positive or healthy expressions, as we call it, there are also unhealthy expressions of Aquarius. Now, I do have a little bit of a feeling that my look, sort of, you mentioned already, like very mental and a bit ungrounded. What are other unhealthy expressions that we can see from Aquarius?
I could mention a few things here. Well, as we already started talking about the, you know, different and unique and unconventional, and also think about how it can go into an extreme. Okay. And so extreme, of course, can manifest as being as someone being way too quirky, way too different, way too strange, you know, or odd, so that people would think, oh, you don't belong here, you know. So mm-hmm. the person can feel like an outcast or someone who doesn't belong.
Okay, right.
So that can be the case. I can also see with my clients that sometimes the energy of Aquarius can manifest in unhealthy expression as issues with friends or loyalty or groups.
Okay.
either friends would, you know, fall off, so to say, or people will stop getting in touch, or the group will not accept this person. So that can be connected to this energy as well.
Because they are too much of everything, could be.
Or it can be related to their past lives and what they have been doing there.
Yeah, that's me. That's for sure. I remember but I had a reading with Jeff people, and my I did say, like, I had people we had a really good relationship, like friendships, with, and all of a sudden they went AWOL. And I was like, well, I don't think I've done anything wrong. And that happened a few times. And then Jeff did my reading, and it had this Aquarius archetype in there. And you said exactly this, like, it could be with past life, that I was probably, I was like a healer or a nun or a priest or whatever it was. But then I mistrusted, I did something wrong or whatever. And that's sort of like karma, isn't it, in this new life?
Correct.
So yeah, if you can relate, you're not alone. It's me as well.
Oh, wow. But of course, you're working on your karma and you're doing everything good in this lifetime.
Exactly. I try, definitely. And can Aquarius energy also be quite chaotic then?
It can, for sure, because it may also manifest in a way of going against the flow, all right? Because sometimes people with Aquarian energy, they might want to be different just for the sake of being different and doing it in a quite radical ways, as, you know, as a rebel or even anarchist, or creating some chaos, or having some, you know, radical, maybe political views, or maybe even without the action, but in words, other people might be a little, you know, scared at times, like, whoa, why this person is so radical?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think
now the times that we're living in, not so much actually in the UK, but more like in the Netherlands, and I see in Belgium, people, there's so many people that are protesting as well. And then if you then think of the unhealthy expression of Aquarius, if it may be more chaotic, then hopefully these things don't get worse, because it's also a Mercury retrograde and some people go absolutely nuts around that time. So I do hope it can be sort of calmed down even. Or do you think that doesn't have much to do with it?
I always try to discern, because obviously the energies can be in a healthy expression and unhealthy expression, right?
Yes.
And when we talk about the protests, I would say it really depends on the cause. Right. Mm. If people are just going out on the street to create some chaos without any cause, then of course this is very unhealthy and it might, you know, end up really in a bad way. But if there is a legitimate cause and people want to change something, then of course going out on the streets and protesting is bringing their voice out, wanting to be heard. And as we were discussing just a moment ago, the changes are not happening overnight. It's a process, right?
Yes.
And it's a process, again, coming back to this conversation of having the square between the Saturn and Uranus, right? So it is a fight. It requires a little bit of fight. It requires of people coming out and saying, we do not agree.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it will need to have some influence on the, you know, authorities, on governments, or whoever is in charge, to actually be be open to hear people out and to search for a compromise.
Yeah, I see. Just to listen to the people, basically.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, to listen to the people. Okay, because the last protest was actually, the really big ones, was during Mercury retrograde, believe it or not, which is quite interesting. And it was full moon as well, I believe.
Yeah. I would say the full moon was probably influencing much more.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, wow. And what are there any other unhealthy expressions that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I would actually mention, now that we were talking about the full moon, of course, it leads us to the conversation of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And this makes me remind that the energy of Aquarius, since it's very mental, it can lack emotional side. Of course. It can be, you know, people with this energy or in this season, we might tend to be more mental and less emotional.
Okay.
So, of course, it's harder to relate to each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's harder to read what this person is feeling, how this person is feeling, how should I maybe behave around this person. So there can be a little bit of this poker face, hard to read.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's then almost the opposite of what I think of in Aquarius. You think they're very expressional, but then they also have this poker face. That's very opposite.
You probably think in terms of your own mix, right, of energies. And if you remember, we are all a mix of energies.
Yes.
So expressional, it really depends what are other base energies you have, because apart from Aquarius, you also have quite a few, right? So Aquarius is very mental. It's not necessarily that they will always be expressing themselves. It's not always that they will always be out on the streets protesting. They can even be very much going with the flow. Sometimes, you know, it really depends on the psychological makeup of a person as such, but sometimes there can be so much activity happening in the mind that a person will not even take any activity. They will just go with the flow. Because why? If I'm so visionary, maybe I'm even ahead of my time. I'd rather wait and observe and create my own science in my mind. So they're really good at observation. But then when it comes to actually doing, it really depends on other energies in the chart of a person.
Okay, I see. So it's not, the expression is not always visible to others. Uh-huh. See, we learn every day. Every day is a school day, especially with Jeff. We always learn stuff.
I'm very happy to hear that.
As every month, there are the stages of the moon also influencing us. And what are the moons doing for us in Aquarius season?
In Aquarius season, we have two moons. One is on the 1st of February. That's the new moon in Aquarius. And the interesting fact about that one is that it will happen on different days in different countries. So, for example, in Europe, we will have this new moon on the February 1st. But, for example, in the US, they will experience it on the 31st of January.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Which will make it the second new moon in a row within January. Okay.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So that is interesting. Interesting fact. Mm-hmm. And what I can see in this new moon is it's going to be interesting. Okay. Because, the sun and the moon will be also conjunct Saturn. And square Uranus. So that is a little bit of tension. That is a little bit, like, it will not be as smooth and nice as the first new moon of the year that we had in Capricorn, which basically gave us a lot of grounding and boost and going for what we want. The second new moon of the year in Aquarius is an interesting mix. And coming back to exactly what we were discussing right now, in the mix, you can see there is again the Saturn and Uranus are very prominent, okay? And so where Uranus and Aquarius want to go forward and launch forward for this vision and to change things and to change structures and maybe, you know, to overthrow the authorities or government and change the world order, Saturn is still saying, not so quickly, not so fast, because Saturn wants us to be really mindful and to be really mature and to have really a lot of responsibility about how we're changing the very foundations of our lives.
Oh.
Okay, so again, it's an interesting mix, which is encouraging us to think about changes, but also makes a certain pressure on us to make it right.
Okay.
Yeah, not just destroy things, not just to, wake up in a chaos one day, but really to think about how we can make it last.
Last, okay. I'm just thinking of my printer again.
That's another actor for today's episode. But the good news, the very good news that I would definitely mention is that Jupiter is now traversing the sign of Pisces. So that is definitely bringing us much more connection to the spirit. It's the growth of all spiritual practices and projects and so on. And it also brings much more kindness and compassion. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, they feel much kinder towards each other and towards themselves, which is a good news, especially when we undergo such radical transformations and changes in the society. What we need to make sure is that we treat each other with kindness.
Yes. Oh, that would be good.
Yeah, that's a dream.
Yeah, that is.
And so Jupiter in Pisces is making very supportive aspects to Mars in Capricorn, which is helping, you know, to build new structures in our lives, and also to the ruler of this new moon, the Uranus in Taurus, which wants to again shake things up and so on. So in other words, we are encouraged to change structures. We are asked to do it with responsibility and treating each other with a kindness and compassion.
Ah, so that also actually means kindness and compassion towards yourself, because otherwise you can't give it to others.
Of course.
Yeah. So in our crystal set, we have strawberry quartz. And I love strawberry quartz. It's very soft and it's very gentle. And then we have fluorite, which is also called the genius stone. You know, genius, Aquarius, those go hand in hand. So that's good for the structuring as well. So it's a beautiful set to use with these energies.
I would also recommend to, if you plan to come and visit my website, to check the video in the section of resources where I talk about the forecast, astrology forecast 2022. And there is a really detailed presentation or video which explains all about the planetary transits and what starts when, where, and what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jupiter is one of the central, taking a central stage there.
Oh, at all of 2022?
Correct. Yeah.
Oh.
And then there will be the full moon on the 16th of February in the sign of Leo, which is another great full moon, because when we talk about Leo, it's the opposite sign from the sign of Aquarius, right? So Aquarius energies, we were just talking about the quirky and different and, you know, wanting freedom and focusing on, you know, the betterment of society. So the full moon in Leo is rather focusing on ourselves in a way of, so Leo rules creativity, creative self-expression, how we're bringing our creative gifts to life and sharing it with other people. And also Leo energy rules heart, generosity, confidence, courage, and romance.
Ah, for the February time.
Exactly. We cannot be only talking about, you know, the goal setting and achievement and the vision and the society and the structure. We also need to think about the romance every now and then, right?
Mm, definitely.
And so I can see an amazing aspect during this full moon is that the Venus and Mars will be conjunct in the sign of Capricorn at 16 degrees. And that's an amazing sign, meaning that when Mars and Venus are meeting, this is pretty much like meeting, you know, the feminine and masculine energies, right? And so they kind of, when they meet, they start again almost with a new contract, especially when we talk about the Capricorn. It is about contracts, commitments, you know, are you mature enough? Are you serious enough? Are you willing to build something long term? So they start off a new cycle, if we can say so. When people will start approaching relationships in a different way, it's not about, oh, let's just hook up, you know, for a night or a few. It's really about, can we build together?
Oh, so like deeper connections, proper deeper connections.
Stronger, more long-term, more serious, more mature, correct.
Mm. Oh, wow. That sounds very beautiful.
Yep. I think that's also time, you know.
Yeah, it is the time. Yeah, that's another. And will it take long, that energy, or is it around the 16th?
No, it's just starting a new cycle, you know. When they meet is the starting point for this energy to last. Then the Mars and Venus will meet a few times later in this year. But I believe you and me will chat about it whenever we meet again.
Yes, definitely. We will. We always, yeah, obviously, Jeff and I speak once a month on all the energies of the beautiful zodiacs. And we hope that it will help you also to think about the upcoming energies and to take any measurements. Just see, you know, maybe about crystals or meditation. Or maybe it's time to get your chart done by Jeff, which I would highly recommend. And definitely visit her new website where you can see what she can do with your chart and all the courses that she also gives as well on evolutionwithjeff.com. I'm very excited for your new website, though.
Oh, thank you so much. Everyone is welcome. Even if you don't think yet whether you're ready for the reading or not, just come by, see what I'm writing about, what are the cosmic weather news and so on. I'll be happy to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. And watch the 45-minute video about 2022 energies.
Oh, yes. Oh,
highly
yes.
Recommend it as well. Oh, Jeff, thank you so much for this one again.
Month we talk about Pisces.
Oh, yeah.
The Pisces energy, Pisces. The last sign of the zodiac, the last before the beginning of the new astrological year, of the new astrological season of Aries, right? So, yeah, I'm looking forward.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jeff. And see you next month for Pisces.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.